Lord Jesus, please give us your courage and strength to run this race and to stay on our knees until we have the breakthrough. Amen. Well, the last 5 days have been very difficult for us, our dwellers, and I know some of you are expressing the same things. Each one of us has had painfully difficult burdens to carry. And were it not for the Lord's words of encouragement, we would have wondered if we were being severely chastised for some unrecognized sin. But he has made it clear this is what it will take to bring this evil kingdom to a temporary halt. By that I mean, the ruling elite will rise up when Father God allows the tribulation to begin. But until then, he's holding it back. So I sought the Lord on the word for tonight, and Jesus began, "My precious children, all this suffering is adding up to a stunning victory over those who thought they would continue to reign by subterfuge. I know your miseries are many in this hour. I see how you are cleaving to the hope I've given you. I hear the meditations of your heart that you would gladly suffer to avert a civil nuclear war. I still cannot guarantee you that no harm will come to this nation. But I can assure you it will be the end of the season of the reign of terror these dark ones were counting on to destroy America. The hour of America's demise has been pushed back. Yet there are still many in this country totally ignorant of what's really been going on. It is written that the Antichrist will gain office by deceit. This he has already done. But because of your prayers, he has been dethroned and will continue to be held in abeyance until the time is ripe. Your prayers have crippled his plans and given you a window of opportunity to gather in souls. Oh, how I have longed for this time. How I have longed to see the Muslim people brought into my kingdom. The plan to disperse the people around the world, enabling Islam to take over the world, has backfired because many have left Islam, and that is but the beginning. Deep inside, they know that the God that created them could not possibly be so brutal and cruel, and it has brought them to a crisis in faith. My Father calls them to me, and I will continue to give them dreams, visions, and miracles to bring my children home to me. What great comfort I have in their return. This is why the Antichrist has been detained. Work while you have the light, my people. Do not become vain and self-indulgent with increase. Rather, wrap your resources around the poor and those hungering for justice. Bring them to me. They are ready, so very ready. Jesus, do you want me to share the scripture you gave me? Yes, share it. I will inspire hope and endurance. Well, I felt led to pick up my Bible and go for a rhema. I opened to the fall of Nineveh. And I'll read you the part that really struck me. The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord takes vengeance and is filled with wrath. The Lord takes vengeance on his foes and vents his wrath against his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger, but great in power. The Lord will not leave the guilty unpunished. His way is the whirlwind and the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and dries it up. He makes all the rivers run dry. Bashan and Carmel wither, and the blossoms of Lebanon fade. The mountains quake before him, and the hills melt away. The earth trembles at his presence, the world and all who live in it. Who can withstand his indignation? Who can endure his fierce anger? His wrath is poured out like fire. The rocks are shattered before him. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble, and he cares for those who trust in him. But with an overwhelming flood, he will make an end of Nineveh. He will pursue his foes into the realm of darkness. No kidding. Whatever they plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end. Right. Trouble will not come a second time. They will be entangled among thorns and drunk from their wine. They will be consumed like dry stubble. From you, Nineveh, has one come forth who plots evil against the Lord and devises wicked plans. I think we can all guess who that would be. This is what the Lord says. Although they have allies and are numerous, you know, allies all around the world, they've got their tentacles into every government, they will be destroyed and pass away. Although I have afflicted you, Judah, I will afflict you no more. Now I will break their yoke from your neck and tear your shackles away. Yes, the yoke of the New World Order has been so heavy. All of the trade agreements and the way this country has been robbed, all the lying that's been going on, all the trafficking, human trafficking, so cruel, so terribly cruel. And the practice of satanic ritual murder. All of this. The Lord is going to break this yoke from our necks. The Lord has given a command concerning you, Nineveh. You will have no descendants to bear your name. I will destroy the images and idols that are in the temple of your gods. I will prepare your grave, for you are vile. Look, there on the mountains, the feet of one who brings good news, who proclaims peace. Celebrate your festivals, Judah, and fulfill your vows. No more will the wicked invade you. They will be completely destroyed. And I just see a lot of parallels there with the darkness and the things that I stopped to mention. He will pursue his foes into the realm of darkness. Although they have allies and are numerous, they will be destroyed and pass away. I will break their yoke from your neck and tear your shackles away. Oh, boy. Well, you know, we pray for these people, for their salvation and change of heart, just like we prayed for the dictator of North Korea. And we will continue to pray, but we want to bring a stop to the evil practices. And these prayers are what's doing it. All of our prayers around the world, people who are really seriously praying for an end to this, are having the effect. So I asked the Lord, did you have anything else you wanted to say? He continued, persevere in prayer, my people. You are moving mountains aside. You are crippling deadly attacks. You are changing the tide with your supplications. Your intercessions are holding the staff of righteousness over the raised hands of your president, over the Amalekites, and we will have the victory. Yet there is much darkness in the land. Those who have led worldly busy lives have fed themselves on superficial lies of the media. Just as in the days of Hitler, a popular man backed by Satan and his generals has won the confidence of the people. Though they can see his abysmal failures, a shroud of blindness has been pulled over their eyes, and they're responding to feelings being fed by satanic forces. This is how certain movie stars climb the ladder to fame. They sell themselves to Satan, and out of anonymity they are raised up into stardom. This works in politics as well. And this is the cult that has enabled Obama and Hillary to rise and control the blinded masses. The day is coming where eyes will be opened, but not without a struggle. You, my people, must defend the truth and stand for what is right. At the very least, it will sink in when you are raptured, and they will remember that you warned them. This will not make you popular, but then I was not popular either.